Hi, my name is
Hello.
Ra Hi, Ms. Carr. My name is Randy. I'm calling on a recorded line. This is about an inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit. May I
Oh, hi,
begin?
how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Did you or a loved one take that Depo Provera shot?
I did.
You did. And did you get any sort of illness after taking it, ma'am?
I did. It was a brain tumor
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that. What did they actually call the brain tumor? Did they call it meningioma?
Yes.
Oh, I'm really
I'm
sorry to
not
hear
good
that.
with my words.
No, that's fine. Let me see something now. Are you Kitty Carr?
Yes, I am.
You're in the 909?
Yeah.
Okay. I live in Corona. That's the only reason I was asking about
Oh,
that.
you're not too far.
No. Well, actually, we're in Irvine. My office is, but I live in Corona. So, did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the suit? Do you know about it?
Yeah, I know a little bit about it, but yeah.
Okay, let me open this up here. And I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. And again, so let me just start over formally. My name is Randall. It's Randy Reese, and I am on a recorded line. And to confirm, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I will be explaining a little bit more to you along the way since you mentioned that you just know a little about it. Probably easier to let it spread out, but it doesn't take real long to do this. So let me ask you, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and I just need to ask that question in one more way and then we'll move on. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Is that a yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And then, were you diagnosed with meningioma
Professor,
after taking
my therapy
Depo-Provera
is
for at
making that.
least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and to confirm, you told me that you had meningioma of the brain. Was it also located in the spine, or do you know?
I'm not too sure.
Okay, but you do know the brain, so we'll confirm the brain.
Yes.
Now, oh, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Now, to the best of your memory, what was the date that they diagnosed you? And I can help you a little bit with that.
It was April 20th, 2020, I believe.
2020. Thank you. And what's your date of birth, young lady?
Mine's 4/21/94.
4/21/94. Thank you. And then, of course, I do want to mention to you that you're going to have my contact information. And if you know anybody else who was injured by this Depo Provera, please, please feel free to give them my name and contact information, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
And I would never ask you for their name, ma'am. We're not that type of firm, okay? Just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you consume the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And do you know, was the injectable used? Was it Depo? Was it Depo SubQ? Or as far as you know, was it Depo?
It was Depo, or it was the FIFA.
Okay, that's Depo Provera, correct?
Okay, then, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right, because the generic is called medroxyprogesterone. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would know, so that you did not take the generic, you took the depo. Now, did you use the depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, within 1 year, any one of those years that you took the depo, can you confirm you had at least four injections before you got the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm so sorry. Now, this one's pretty general. I already know by your birth date the answer, but did you use the Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and now, the present date?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to the best of your memory, young lady, when did you start using the Depo?
July 2017.
Okay. I know these are life events that most ladies actually do remember. Do you remember, was it the beginning of July, around the 4th of July, before or
You know
after?
what? I'm not, I believe the beginning.
Okay. That's fine because when they pull the medical records, they'll get the exact date. So thank you for that. And then, approximately, when did you stop using it?
April 2020.
Okay, middle of the month.
Like more towards the end, yeah.
Okay, so it's near your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, my son's daughter's the 20th, 420.
That's my that was my grandpa's too.
She's actually out your way too. Now, we know that the injury that we have is meningioma. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Thank you. And please spell your first name for me.
KIDDI.
And please spell your last name for me.
Carr, KARR.
Thank you. And then, what is your social security number? This is for the medical records.
It's 611-74-8187.
Thank you. And then for your email address, I have carkitty77@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then for your phone number, I have 909-808-6330.
Yes.
Is this a mobile phone or cell or landline?
It's a cell.
Okay. So you do receive text messages and stuff to this phone number?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And what is your address, please?
45320 Panorama Drive, Apartment 2, Palm Desert, California, 92260.
Panoramic?
No, Panorama.
Panorama.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that doesn't come right up. You're not too far from Agua Caliente.
No, I'm not.
Yes. How do I know that? No, I'm kidding.
Right?
What's the apartment number there again, ma'am?
2.
Apartment 2. How long have you lived out there? That's not part of the inquiry. I'm just curious.
We just moved out here. Been here like 6 months, probably.
Oh, okay. Are you liking it so far?
Yeah.
Wait till the summer, right? That's what everyone tells you.
Oh, yeah. We were out here in the summer, but we got pool.
Oh, okay. Cool. Glad to hear it. Sorry about that. I just was curious.
It's all good.
Now, do you remember, was the depot administered by a doctor's staff or did you self-inject?
It was by a doctor.
Okay.
It was by my what's her name? Oh, my God. I can't say that word either.
Primary care physician?
Yeah, that and whatever. Like pretty much like an OBGYN.
Oh, okay. I know what you're looking for. Okay, cool. Now, if you had to think about this, over all the time that you took the shots, how many total shots do you think you got? Total.
Oh, my God.
I know. But think about it. You did it every 3 months, right?
Yeah.
And then just take that 4 times a year by the number of years that you took it, and that should give you...
I'm not good with math.
Okay. How many years did you take it?
For 3? I know that much.
Okay. So you got it 4 times. So you took it at least 12 times.
Yeah, at least.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. That's funny, though. Okay. Now, do you remember the name of the doctor?
What happened? I was putting on speaker because I'm driving.
Oh, no, that's okay. Do you remember the name of your doctor that gave you the shot?
Maria Benitez, I believe. B-E-N-I-T-I-Z.
I see. Benitez. And where would that be at?
At Desert Regional Medical Center.
Desert Regional. Okay, I know that one too. Okay. Found her. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Address and everything. So you sit tight because I'm going to do some copying and pasting. Everything I need for her is right here.
Okay.
And just to confirm, that's on Palm Canyon, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And address. And it even has their phone number. So cool. And that was, did you actually go to the hospital, or did you see her at her office? It looks like you went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Desert Regional. Sometimes they'll have them go to, like, a clinic, you know.
Yeah.
But in this case, it looks like you went there, so we're good. Okay. Hang on, let me just copy-paste a little more. It asked it a couple times.
You know, there was another time, it was probably, I don't know if this could affect it or not, too, in 2012 or 13, I also went to a doctor, doctor, who delivered my daughter?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, okay. That's all right, though.
Too, and I went through them, too, as well.
No, that's okay. You know that Maria Benitez did give you at least, you know, you got at least 12 shots, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're fine with that. And she also, it was the one that prescribed that to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. No, you're fine. Because what'll happen is it'll come out. Just what you did here in Palm Springs or in Palm Desert, It looks like so far it's enough to qualify for the claim, but then when they pull your medical records, they'll see more usage than even you're saying. So that's, you're fine. If anything, you're being conservative. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you went there, did they make you go to the pharmacy or did they just have it there for you at Desert Regional?
They just had it for me there at Desert Regional, but after the managema and all the things that I went through. I had Walgreens as a pharmacy.
Okay, I'm going to ask you that in 1 second. Thank you for that. But we know the depot came from Desert Regional. Okay, thank you. All right. Again, a lot of copy and pasting. Now, when you got your diagnosis, did they do a CT scan or an MRI or both?
They did a lot. They did blood work, MRI, CT scans, and a biopsy.
Oh, that's painful. I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm going to put biopsy as well. Now, was that Maria? Was she also your diagnosing doctor, Dr. Maria?
That was Brian Fiani.
Dr. Brian Fiani?
Yeah.
Do you know how to spell his last name?
F-I-A-N-I.
F-I-A-N-I. And was that still at Desert Regional?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me do some more copying and pasting. Is that also where you got treatment?
Yes.
Okay, so hang on. There will be some more copying and pasting. But you know the answer, so that's a good thing there, Ms. Carr. Okay, and Dr. Fiani, what was his specialty? OBGYN, do you remember?
He was a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, at least you're in good hands, man. This is nasty stuff. You poor thing. This isn't a question, but I want to know myself. How are you doing now?
I'm doing all right. I have issues sometimes, but I'm doing pretty good for the most part.
Good to hear it, ma'am. Now, prior to this meningioma, had you ever gotten diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
Oh, my God. Oh, let me think about this. It was, oh, my God.
Did you have any surgery?
I did.
Okay. Did you have any radiation?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No worries. Did you have any immunotherapy?
Yes.
Okay. That usually goes with the radiation is why I asked that.
Yeah.
Immunotherapy. Anything else that I might have missed?
You know what? I believe so. Oh God. I have some of my papers, but I'm, like I said, I'm driving right now.
No, you're good. You're good. You've given me more than enough. Seriously. But again, it'll come out. And what'll happen here is you will get a chance to speak with the attorney. If there's more information that they're wanting, they'll tell you. And you can volunteer it as well.
Okay.
There's no problem with that. You're doing fine. And was that still Dr. Brian Fiani that was treating you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And again, I'm so sorry you had to go through this. But you do have all the answers. And I'm glad to hear this because I'm really, really passionate about this. They didn't warn you guys before you took this product. And there should have at least been some warnings.
It's a craniotomy or however you say that?
Craniotomy. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that word.
Okay, you're fine. Now, were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Do you remember approximately what dates you were hospitalized?
No.
It would have been sometime after your diagnosis, of course.
Yes. I believe, oh my God, it wasn't too long after. Oh my God, I don't even know.
Well, think about it this way. You were diagnosed on the 20th of 2020. Chances are it was within a few weeks after that, no more than a month, correct?
Absolutely.
It was. Right. Sometimes it's days.
I believe it was like a week.
Okay. And then do you remember approximately how long you were in the hospital for?
My God. How long was I in the hospital for?
I don't know.
I was in there for a while. I know that.
Okay. Do you think a month, 2 months, a month would be accurate?
Probably close to a month, maybe.
Okay.
I never really liked to stay at the hospital, but I had no choice.
Who likes hospitals? Come on. I'm with you on that one, too. So we'll put that you were there for approximately a month until the end of May. And again, the health records will sort this out, okay? Now, I do have some space here. Is there any other medical notes or anything else that you would like to tell me concerning your treatment or your condition? Like I asked how you're doing now. You said you're doing okay. Do you still have to go to the doctor over this issue? Are you still seeing the doctor about it?
When I go, yes. Okay. If I go.
I know, because we don't like doctors. I know. Still go. So they're monitoring your condition as well?
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, you don't feel you're out of the woods yet?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Now, Can you confirm for me that the medical records do exist in the event that we have difficulty getting them, that you'll be able to help us get them and either provide them electronically or by mail? Meaning, just tell me that the medical records do exist. If you have them, even all the better.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, last question. We do request an emergency contact number. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Ms. Carr, this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, can you, and all I need is the first name, phone number, and if you could tell me if they're friend, family, or foe, and I can either put their email or your email address, and if they live with you, I'll just put your address. So, can you give me an emergency contact?
It'll be my mom, Kelly.
Okay, Kelly.
And same last name.
What is Kelly's phone number?
909-643-1515.
1515. And she's your mom? Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Hang on. Let me just do a little copying and pasting. And, of course, your mom would have access to your email, of course, in case something happened to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's use that one then. Now, I'm just about a minute or so away from being done here, but have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good, because you do have a claim here. I'm just finishing up here what we need to do. And I, again, while I'm doing that, I do appreciate you taking advantage of this, because the only way you're, you actually could be helping another young lady avoid this situation, ma'am, by participating. Cause, you know, they're big pharma, they have real deep pockets, and the only way you get them to react sometimes is by hitting them in those pockets. I know it's not about, I know it's not about money, seriously.
Yeah, I know. They, yeah, they're pieces.
Okay.
Shenanigans.
Exactly. I use that word often. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything here. Okay. And again, I am going to be sending you a text message in a sec. You remember my name, right? Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups?
Yes.
That makes people remember it. Okay, Ms. Carr. So just to confirm, you were diagnosed on the 20th in 2020 of April. Your date of birth, God, it was the day before your birthday, 421 is your birthday. Yes, it was the depo. Yes, you had the meningioma. Of course, you're a female.
Now, okay. I'm thinking back, because the day before my birthday, that was when treatment started. It was April 13th I was diagnosed.
Okay, I can change that. No worries. Thank you for thinking about that. So let's change that to the 13th. And then we're going to go down, and you're saying your treatment started the day after your birthday. See, this happens all the time. Some people start jogging their memory a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So when I mentioned before, that's when I didn't have to, but I'll start zeroing in on things like, do you remember if it was they were shooting fireworks off, or do you remember if it was Easter Bunny? I'll do things like that. Now, as far as getting out of the hospital, you were hospitalized for the meningioma. Did they take you right in on the 13th? I mean, on the 21st? I'm sorry, the 21st.
Yes. On my birthday, yes, they did.
Okay. And then how long were you in the hospital for? You said at least a month. Would you like me to leave that as May 30th?
Yeah, you can leave it as that.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm glad we confirmed that. So just one more time, you were hospitalized for approximately 4/21 of 2020 to approximately May 30th of 2020.
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning.
And yes. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I was ordering food and talking to you at the same time.
No, you're good. You're good.
Can I get a carne asada breakfast burrito with no potatoes? Mom, what do you want? Okay. To go. I'm ready for you.
Oh, you keep talking. I'm looking this over. You're fine.
Okay, okay. What do you get, Mom?
A couple of over medium eggs. And toast. That's how you want? What kind of toast? Whole with sourdough wrap?
Sourdough, please. And then, can I get an order of biscuits and gravy?
Sure.
And that'll be it.
You guys sounds like you're somewhere really good.
I am. I'm out here right off the 111 at John's, I believe it's called.
Oh, I know. That's when I go. I have been to, obviously. I'll go Caliente. So you ever go to Sherman's Deli?
You know, I haven't been there, no.
You should try it.
Really? Is it, what do they have there?
It's like American food, but it's like really good. You know, it's like honest. Like if you like bacon and eggs, or if you like sandwiches and stuff like that, it's a deli type food.
Oh, and I'm going to have to find where that is.
There's one in Palm Springs down two blocks over from Agua Caliente, and then there's also one in Palm Desert that I've not been to. So I don't know where that one is. Right,
that's where I am right now.
Right, there is one in Palm Desert. Okay, bear with me. Okay, you got Ben Martin. All right, I'm sending the document to you right now.
Okay.
And it's going to show up. It should show up as a text message as well as an email. The easiest way to do it would be to just go right into your text messages. Do you see a text message from me?
I'm looking now. Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead and open that up.
So just click on it and sign it?
Yep, just click on it. It'll open up. The first thing it is going to ask you to do, though, Ms. Carr, is it's going to ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically.
Okay.
So click that and then keep going. Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. If you've done DocuSign before, just touch it. If it doesn't remember your signature, just do the signature, hit adopt and sign. I think there's maybe two or three signatures total.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay, I'm standing on the line. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm shooting you some text messages as we speak as well. So don't let that...
I'll tell you right now, as soon as I'm done.
You got it. Thank you, young lady. It's coming. It's coming. I see you.
Okay, it says I'm done.
You are done. I got it back. Listen, if I have any additional questions, I'll reach back out to you. That would be on my desk phone, which is, I sent you this number. It's 949-688-6436. Don't worry about writing that down. I sent you a text message. It's also got my email. Then I sent you another text message. The name of your attorney, his name is Ben Martin. He's going to be reaching out to you. Usually they do this within 3 to 4 days. If you haven't heard from him by the end of next week, shoot me a text and say, hey, I haven't heard from those guys. All right.
Okay.
In the meantime, I also wanted to remind you again, and I know I said this earlier, but if you know any other ladies that took that depo and got injured from it, please give them my name and number. All right.
Okay.
Then lastly, I wish you very, very good luck and thank you for participating in this. And I certainly hope that you make a full recovery. Godspeed to you on that.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Have a blessed day. Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.